And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of December, 2024. December 27th is International Day for Epidemic Preparedness. The next pandemic could be closer than we think, and a key to preventing it lies in redefining our relationship with animals. Zoonotic diseases, those passed from animals to humans, make up around 75% of all infectious diseases. From the severe acute respiratory syndrome SARS outbreak in the early 2000s to the devastation of COVID-19, history has shown the catastrophic potential of these diseases. The culprits? Industrial animal agriculture and wildlife exploitation. Industrial animal agriculture, with its cramped spaces, inadequate nutrition, and reliance on high-performance breeds that are prone to illnesses, is particularly culpable. On-farm stressors interfere with the normal behavior of animals and have been shown to alter the immune systems of animals and susceptibility to diseases. For perspective, a recent study found that over half of 2,500 European pig farms, which predominantly use industrial farming methods, had a year-round presence of major swine influenza A virus lineages. These lineages hold the potential to spark new human pandemic viruses. The greater the number of farmed animals, the higher the risk of zoonotic outbreaks. Today is the birthday of Daquan Jones. Born on this day in 1991, Tennessee Titans defensive tackle Daquan Jones adopted a plant-based diet in 2017 thanks to his then-teammate Derek Morgan. Derek Morgan's wife, Charity, prepared vegan meals for Morgan to take to practice. Morgan's teammates, including Jones, couldn't resist trying the vegan meals, and they eventually decided to try a vegan diet for themselves. Daquan Jones says the plant-based diet has helped him maintain his strength while improving his overall fitness and agility. And the publication of Tyranny or Fraternity, The Perspective of Animal Liberation Theology by Marco Tullio Procopio was on this day in 2023. Animals stand side by side with humans before the eyes of the Creator. They are absolutely vulnerable to the power of humans. And what have we done with this power? For animals who still remain in the wild, we invade their territories, betray their trust with traps and hunting, and take away their conditions for survival through the deterioration of their environment in which they live. Others we enslave, torture, and kill in endless processes of unfathomable suffering. Considered as products or things in our society, they suffer in circuses, zoos, rodeos, slaughterhouses, farms, fur industries, and in research and education institutions. Given this, it is necessary to expand theological categories from an inclusive perspective, considering animals as oppressed creatures within liberation theology. Finding themselves in a situation of oppression and captivity, animals cry for liberation while perpetuating the pain of Christ, who suffers with all creatures. Every day, Christ continues to be crucified in our smallest brothers by our own hands, He who identified Himself with the little ones. And here is a poem for today, Fear, by Khalil Gibran. It is said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the path she has traveled, from the peaks of the mountains, the long, winding road, crossing forests and villages. And in front of her, she sees an ocean so vast that to enter, there seems nothing more than to disappear forever. But there is no other way. The river cannot go back. Nobody can go back. To go back is impossible in existence. The river needs to take the risk of entering the ocean, because only then will fear disappear. Because that's where the river will know. It's not about disappearing into the ocean, but of becoming the ocean. Fear by Khalil Gibran. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that we must move forward.